Hey y'all.
And welcome to the Sorry Not Sorry Generation podcast, where we bring you a not-so-healthy dose of humor and reality as we get our hands dirty with some serious nostalgia and question everything.
Let's dive in.
Hey y'all.
It's Misty.
Johnny.
We're a fucking mess.
No, they took us an hour to start, okay?
Yeah, it did. Why, you might ask? No reason of true substance, in all honesty. We talked about anime.
Mostly
anime. And then F1 drivers. Then hockey players. So. Nobody's surprised. Happy Thanksgiving, y'all.
That's right. This comes out on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, to our United States American. I try not to
whoever
say
in, whoever celebrates the gathering and stuffing your face with a turkey day. I don't care what you believe it stands for. It's just I want to eat turkey. That's all I care about for this holiday season is I want to eat the food.
That's fair.
Thanksgiving to me means food, the best food with the best leftovers.
Thanksgiving to me is a food holiday, and that is the point of it, and listening to relatives argue, or getting judged by relatives. Granted, I don't spend any time with those.
Isn't there also a football game?
Yes, there is. Sometimes there's one, sometimes there's two. It just kind of depends, but yes. And then parades, too. There's parades. I know some people are super into the parades. So there is that. I can't remember the last time I watched one of the parades. We're usually the football household, so. But,
I don't watch either of them. I just sit and eat, and we have Turkish music playing.
There you go. No, that's fine.
This Thanksgiving, it'll be probably a mix of Turkish, Armenian, Arabic, and Greek.
There you go. Why not? So, see, everybody celebrates differently and with different stuff and different purposes. We're the football households. We watch the football while everything cooks and all of that fun stuff and then fend off all the cats from trying to eat the turkey, which I'm sure Ani has to deal with as well. So there's always that. But yeah, we're the football household here. So that's usually what we do. It's fun. It's nice. It's relaxing. Does a bunch of family come over for you, Ani?
It depends on what we do. Like over the years, we've gone to family. Mm-hmm. Last year and this year, we were going to Talar's house.
Oh, that's cool.
Well, her mom's house. So
yeah, well, that's cool. Your families are really, really close, so that makes sense. So
yeah, I mean, I'd be surprised if we weren't because we lived across the street from each other growing up.
Oh, that's sweet.
And I went to the same school for 13 years.
Yeah. Yeah. I would be wildly surprised if for some reason tomorrow you're like, Taller and I aren't friends. And I'd be like, yeah, no. Right. Y'all are stuck with one another. Like, that,
oh, yeah. We're going to end up in the same, retirement home together.
Yeah, I can see that.
Mm-hmm.
I can see, for some reason, a vivid picture of you guys wheelchair racing each other.
More like me knocking into her to make her go faster.
Yeah, it was, to be fair, it was more like wheelchair, like, bumper cars. And then revenge following that.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, so, it's like, you know. But I could just hear you cackling as you, like, run your wheelchair into hers. So that's fair. But, that would be hilarious. But yeah, you know, so like everybody does different stuff. For my mom and I, it's my mom and I. So, which I've done the large family Thanksgivings. They're not any fun. So back when my mom was still married and we went over to his family's house and whew, that's not any fun. So like I've had both the good experiences and the bad experiences, the stereotypical experiences, I suppose. But yeah, you know, like it is what it is. And now I don't have to suffer while it happens anymore. So I appreciate that. But Today, we are going to honor what is becoming a tradition here on the Sorry Not Sorry Generation podcast. And we are going to torture the fuck out of you on Thanksgiving.
And ourselves.
Yes, and ourselves. This is like, if you didn't need therapy from the original, you will from the sequel. Guys, we are going to watch Thanksgiving 3. And you're thinking to yourself, Thanksgiving 3? Wait a minute. Last year they just watched Thanksgiving, the first one. You're correct, because Thanksgiving 2 is a fictional movie that is supposed to be discussed in Thanksgiving 3. Does that make any sense?
Now, to make it even better, when you go to search for the Thanksgiving 3 movie, it will also come up as Thanksgiving the sequel. It'll say Thanksgiving the sequel with a number 3. It's like, none of this makes sense.
No. We also discovered today, so get ready for this next year, Thanksgiving the musical. The
musical.
So, yeah. So we have decided just a bit to torture us, torture you. Just, yeah, it is what it is. You're here now. You're stuck with us. Good fucking luck to you, to me, to Ani.
To all of us listening.
Just good luck. Because let me tell you, the first one was fucking weird. And to anybody who doesn't remember, there was a sentient turkey that talked, that killed a lot of people. I think it had sex with a corpse at one point, maybe. It was thrown in a trash can, if I remember right. It definitely killed a lot of people. I do know that. Oh, and it had a lot of disguises. Like, it disguised itself a lot as the people it killed, and nobody noticed that the person was now a giant turkey that talked. So, you know. There's that. So,
yeah.
Look forward to that. So, we are going to watch Thanksgiving 3, the sequel.
Raunchy puppets battle a talking killer turkey on Thanksgiving.
Oh, isn't this the one? No, Thanksgiving 2, the fictional movie, is the one that's supposed to be set in space. That's what it is. I was like, isn't this one set in space? Like, no. They wanted to make the second one and have it set in space, but they didn't have the budget for it, so they made this one instead. So there's that.
Okay. And cold. On that lovely note,
it's cold here, Ani. I'm cold.
You're in Florida and you're cold. Don't bitch.
It was 40 degrees this morning.
Yeah, it was 42 here.
Yes, I get to be cold, Ani. Let me be cold. I didn't say it wasn't enjoying it.
It's better than freaking melting.
Yes, I agree. It's just that I spent the entire day with the windows open so I would be cold, because I have to wear my whole winter wardrobe in 3 days. Because it was cold yesterday, it was cold today, and it's cold tomorrow, and then next week it's back in the 80s. I expect to be catching a cold from the weather whiplash any day now.
Okay. Actually, starting Thanksgiving 3.
Yes. For anyone who is interested, it is a 2012 movie. It is an hour and 40 minutes long. You can watch it on Amazon. You do have to pay for it. It's not fucking worth it. I haven't even watched the movie yet, and I can tell you that. But so far, you can watch both of them on Amazon, I believe. So.
The budget for this film was $112,000.
I was going to say $112,000.
No, $112,000, whereas the first one was only $3,500.
That makes sense. Also horrifies me for what we're about to watch, because that's a huge budget difference. We're also, like, we debated during the first one that the entirety of the original budget must have been spent on the turkey puppet. So that's a little worrying for this one. I would like everyone to know that it is tagged as comedy and horror and frightening and fun. So two of those tags are correct. So that's That's fun. Let's go, honey.
Let's go.
Oh, what a logo. Did you see that logo?
Mm-hmm.
Of the injection into the arm? Okay. Oh, my God.
Look at that. It's a nipple.
The first scene.
Is it that pilgrim lady that was having sex against a tree?
Maybe. Oh, look. There's the other one.
Nope. They're in space.
They Tits are. In space. It is.
But is it that same actress? Because that was a porn star.
That's true. Wasn't she the only one who got, like, paid on the movie or something?
I think so. At least we hope she did.
We're starting off the scene with an astronaut, a female astronaut, and her suit specifically has cutouts where the boobs are, so you can see her bare boobs. Also, she's wearing a space helmet, and the visor thing is fully up, so she is, you know, breathing in space. And in space has lasers and a turkey crossing sign.
A turkey crossing sign?
Oh, they blew her up! The turkey blew her up!
Nice tits, bitch.
In space.
A space film by Cranberry Man.
Great. What the hell? Is that a pumpkin pie?
I think that's a pumpkin pie. Yeah.
Yeah. His name, it's a talking pumpkin pie. This is why the movie has a bigger budget. They had more puppets. So it's turkey working for the pumpkin pie. So you see, it says Thanksgiving 2. So it's a fictional movie in the Thanksgiving 3 universe.
And they say that, legend says that, like, Thanksgiving 2 was the best movie ever made.
And there was only one copy of it. And that people would stop at nothing to get it. Oh, we've taken a turn to Sesame Street with Muppets.
A naked Muppet in a Bella-like forest.
And
what the fuck is that? Is that her uterus?
It looks like it. They said that this Muppet has lost her mind and then showed a felt uterus. So, it says our story begins here in the middle of a fucking desert. What did the puppet have to do with anything? Nobody knows.
Will we find out? I have no fucking idea.
Not a clue.
What is this Mad Max bullshit in the desert?
There's half the budget right there in that van. Or that truck.
It's a semi-truck.
That's gotta be at least $50,000 with the budget. They found the jankiest looking one they could find, too. Woo-hoo.
Part of that budget went to getting a permit to film and drive on that part of the road.
Oh, look, it says one of the actors or actresses is Wanda Lust. So that might be the porn star.
Possibly. And now this looks like Dune.
It does. It looks like a low-budget version of Dune.
What? Are we doing with the stuff in the back of the truck?
We're dumping it into the desert.
And all of a sudden, it's night.
Yes.
Why do you need a World War II gas mask?
Now there's two people in World War II gas masks standing dramatically outside of the truck while techno music plays. One of them is wearing a clown wig.
And we've got a
blowtorch. Flamethrower. They're burning the only copy of Thanksgiving 2.
No, I think it's all the copies of Thanksgiving.
They're burning all the copies of Thanksgiving 2. And a inflatable turkey.
Turkey. Why? What is the...
That poor inflatable turkey. It just wanted to be somebody's lawn decoration. Instead, it got burned in the desert. This is a lot of opening credits.
Yeah. Just slow-mo flamethrower...
Like burning.
There's a lot of shaking and spinning of the text.
Uh-huh.
The camera itself is like wobbly, wibbly wobbly.
All the font is kind of spinning. Oh, that had to be like $1,000 in animation right there. Like, Jesus.
Just to do the asteroid hitting space. Earth, sorry.
And now an alien with a worm on its shoulder has landed on Earth. The worm has a mustache.
A very French mustache.
Yeah. So, the alien and the worm are here. They know Turkey. And I think he's going to be mad the people of Earth burned Thanksgiving too. Also, for anyone curious, those were not DVD cases. Those were, in fact, Xbox video game cases because they were green. So.
What?
The turkey. Are we in a sitcom?
It looks like a sitcom. It looks like the set of fucking Full House.
I was gonna say Everybody Loves Ray, but yeah,
they're all the same.
They are exactly the same.
We're sitting in a wife beater. Why are you patting the pillow?
The turkey has a party hat on. Has a birthday cake that says 514 years old, and he's getting a vision.
PTSD flashbacks. I don't get it.
Oh, he has a wife? And it's all set to look like a sitcom.
She's got curlers in her hair. She's already bitching.
Yeah.
Gerbil convention.
They have a kid who just threw something at Turkey's face.
It flew out of my wings. This turkey is terrified of its own father.
Yeah.
I mean, if you have parents that look like that, I'd be afraid of them too.
Yeah.
Stupid grandma cake.
I guess the turkey's grandmother made it? Oh.
That's disgusting. Oh, it's still going.
That's... Oh, that was really gross. I'm not even going to describe what happened to you. What happened to this for you guys. Like, just know that definitely a large portion of the budget went to multiple editions of the same puppet for every time they had to refilm that scene.
Pluckmaster 3000. That looks like an easy bake.
It does.
Did you marry your wife not because of her cooking, but because she could fuck? Pluckmaster 3000.
Like, is the point of this infomercial that has the Pluckmaster 3000 to take the feathers out of the turkey? Because who the fuck is buying a turkey with the feathers in it?
Yeah, I don't know. Am I supposed to put, like, a live turkey in there and immediately just, like, zaps it into cooked form?
Just the hell? A diamond-coated carver comes with it.
Good. And you can even saw through trees. Cool, because I'm going to be using the same cutter for my poultry and my lumber.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. We're doing a home renovation before Thanksgiving, so we might as well get some use out of that carver and just make our own.
And we were talking about having a smoky turkey, so, you know, get us some wood smoke.
Yeah, we need the wood for it, so. Also, is it not weird to the turkey family that you're watching an infomercial on plucking turkeys? Wouldn't that be about the same as, like, if we were watching an infomercial about people getting skinned?
Oh, worse movies. So, what is this whatever time late o'clock news is saying how, everything about Thanksgiving 2 will never come to light.
And that how is,
it was the worst movie ever made. Wow, the wife's like, I didn't want you to hear about it on your birthday. He's like, you knew.
So, the turkey finds out his movie's been canceled, and apparently the reviews from his friends or that it was worse than toilet paper commercials showing people wiping their own asses. And the turkey's back to being evil.
And he just chops his wife in half.
Yeah, straight down the middle. Right in front of the child.
Wow. He's telling his kid how, like, when I got back, I came back from space because your mom said that, you know, she laid you. Like, I didn't want you. So now he's like, but no, join me. Be evil with me.
Yeah.
This turkey's still twitching, like.
Yeah.
Do you see the stick that is attached to this turkey's ass?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
And the turkey is trying to get his son to be evil, and it's not working.
Let's be mean. I'm not mean. I'm nasty. There's a cat on TV.
Yeah.
Attorney at Paw.
Okay. That's also another Muppet for anybody who's curious. What the fuck?
Why do we have, like,
we've gone from a sitcom setting to, like, a GoPro on a fly, and the fly is singing. We've also gone to the middle of what looks like an alley in New York.
Or any alley. Oh, there's the naked, lost-her-mind Muppet.
Yeah.
Let the Puckmaster give you peace of mind. What?
It's a talking bag of trash.
Greg Garbage.
She's in the trash can with a children's backpack and a talking bag of trash named Greg Garbage.
One eye is a broken CD and the other eye is a toilet roll?
Yeah, I think you're right. I think it's a toilet roll.
With a pencil stabbed through it to keep it in place.
Oh, now it's a cartoon. Now I'm watching a really badly drawn cartoon.
This is the a commercial children... for the attorney?
No, I think it's for the cartoon that her children's bag is from.
Oh.
Clammy the cat. What? Do not watch this movie. None of you. Do not watch this fucking movie.
What?
I just saw an animated asshole.
We saw lube. We saw an asshole. We saw dangling balls. We saw...
We watched this so you do.
Oh my god.
That needs to go on the... Ani, we're gonna have to come up with fucking art for this movie. When you make the post, please put on there, we watched this so you don't have to.
Okay, make it a note. We watched this so you don't have to. Oh, your son used to watch that show? In the nip of time. The smart one of the cat bunch, I guess, of this crew was like, I'm the smart one because I don't smoke pot.
And then jabbed a needle in someone's
eye. Yeah. A wig Newton. Okay, does that logic apply to you, Misty?
I'll take it. It's about the only thing I'm going to take from this movie.
The logic of people, you know, back in the day, if people wore wigs, they were considered really important people. And apparently it still applies today.
Okay. So the Pluckmaster 3000 dude pulled the naked hippie girl out, the naked hippie Muppet, out of the trash can. And he's talking to her like it's just not at all strange or weird.
Yomi? A thing in the street.
Eh.
Happy Thanksgiving, you reek. Take a shower.
Yeah, he told her that she needed to take a shower. To be fair, you've been laying in trash.
Peace of mind, Uncle. Wow, now you figured it out.
Yeah, now that you figured it out, you've been talking to the Pluckmaster man.
Mr. Uncle Donnie, do you have a piece of my mind? Ask your parents. I don't know what they are.
So, she's supposed to be a kid and she's naked? That makes this worse, and that's hard to do. So she has lost her mind, and she thinks that seeing Thanksgiving will show her a piece of her mind for some reason. I don't know how she came to that conclusion.
I don't either. We're...
What the fuck am I looking at?
Big Seagull Taxi. The turkey...
And his son.
And his son are riding a seagull. Wearing a fez cap. That says taxi.
Are we just going to ignore the fact that turkeys are definitely bigger than seagulls?
Do you notice how the baby turkey has a rifle?
Yeah, I was wondering what that was, and I'm just like, okay.
Can we get Froyo?
Your mom was murdered by your dad, and your concern is Froyo? Oh, he kicked his kid off. He kicked his kid off the seagull, and the kid's dead.
That didn't last that long. All right. No. And it's still talking.
Yeah.
How are you still talking?
The dad wants to take his son's soul.
What is he doing?
He's taking his son's soul. He needs it to look through it.
Was he able to do that last time?
I don't think so.
Okay. What so now the turkey can okay, release souls. Okay.
Yep. And I guess control them, maybe send them somewhere, you know. Said he needed to use his son's soul for something, so.
Just see through it. I don't know what that means.
Gotta love the fact that he used his own son rather than, you know, maybe like something he might consider a little more disposable, like the seagull taxi, but okay.
What am I looking at?
A puppet in a wheelchair of an old person who's getting oxygen pumped into them that's not really oxygen. I thought it was alcohol. Who's rapping? Oh, it's
Uncle Donnie's mom.
Wait,
is it Uncle Donnie? Because he had a beard in the last scene.
Uncle Donnie's brother?
Fucking grandma in the wheelchair here, who's like all of 3 feet tall, is like, oh no, I'm fucking a new guy now.
Ugh.
Mother has her skin peeling off in different areas.
Yeah.
Why are you telling your son all your sexual exploits? Because that's just disgusting.
That is. Can you imagine having that conversation with your parents? Holy fuck no.
No.
Mm-mm.
No. Why is he entertaining this?
Jesus.
His friend, Donald. Oh, God.
Good Lord. First of all, that's the ugliest puppet that's been on the show so far, and that's saying something.
Yeah. And here's the naked child that lost her mind.
Uh-huh, with Uncle Donnie.
Security! Her name is Yomi.
Yeah.
She's panting like a dog.
Uh-huh.
Is that Yomi's point of view? Why is everything...
No, that's the sun's soul.
Oh, the sun's soul. Okay, I'm like, what the hell?
The sun, I think, is possessing Yomi.
Through her ass? Okay, this dude has issues.
So one of them is Uncle Donnie. The other one is Jefferson. And he has a stick with a butter knife taped to it. They're both dressed like they're reenactors at Colonial Williamsburg.
Have you seen my mind? I don't want to see this fucking puppet anymore. Like,
it's horrifying. This is the ugliest thing I think I've ever seen in my life.
It shouldn't exist. Ugh.
Oh, and she wants to be an aspiring rapper.
Oh, please stop. Why is there a giant roach?
Made of rubber.
I saw your mind.
And
it's a furnace.
Yeah, it's a furnace.
Rochororti. If the fucking turkey doesn't show up and cause shit soon, I'm already gonna be like, I'm done with this movie.
Yeah.
Because Jefferson is getting on my nerves.
They're trying to create Thanksgiving land.
I mean, is that how they would treat... I mean, that's probably accurate. Hey, you don't have money to pay for that. Off with their hand.
Yeah, Jefferson wants to lop off Yomi's hands. And he says that if he's not allowed to lop off children's hands when they have Thanksgiving land, that he literally cannot do his job.
As head of security. Like, I think that's a little far-fetched.
Yeah. I don't recall Disney ever chopping anyone's hands off. So the turkey is looking through his son's soul, which is in Yomi's backpack.
None of this makes sense. Please don't ask us why.
Now Donnie is doing some kind of theatrical performance voice?
And failing miserably. Why don't you just move towards... Jefferson makes me uncomfortable.
Jefferson makes me want to stab him with a butter knife.
You couldn't have just walked up to it with, you know, and flicked it?
You could have lapped the whole house the amount of time it took him to poke the fucking light on.
Oh no, I'll be banned from Thanksgiving land. Only 10 years? I think I'll be okay.
Wow, yeah. You could get banned from Thanksgiving land for 10 years. Okay.
With no handicap accessibility.
Love that.
You'll wait in line without any questions.
Because that's the way the pilgrims did it. I'm gonna have a gravy river? Oh.
You can't dip any food in there, though. Why would it... Ew! Nacho chips and gravy. Why are you so close to your mother's... God told me to dress like this. To dress like a whore. Not even a whore, just a fucking retard.
Yeah.
Don't call me Jeff. Your name is Jeff.
It's Jefferson. He wants to be a part of the reenactment world.
Oh, good Lord.
The mom has revealed a monstrosity contraption.
It says Puckmaster something. It's not for pies.
So... She wants to turn the machine on.
He's freaking out. Stop asking questions. Clearly, he doesn't know how to deal with children. You want to help me? Go sit down.
Yes. Quit fucking doing stupid shit. He's
long pipe.
Hallucinating?
I can't. Can you imagine if someone just came up to you and be like, yo, let's film this stupid shit and you have to act bleh, this way.
Oh, oh, he's
dead
in many pieces. Oh.
Where did he come from?
I don't know, but the turkey is now wearing the wig and has the guy's stick with a butter knife attached to it after chopping the guy up a bunch, and then he made toast.
It's like, where's what? So Nibla is in the only remaining copy.
Yep, and the turkey is summoning something. No, the head on the picture on the DVD cover has now come to life
as the kid's son.
Now Nibla is being summoned through a portal, and Uncle Donnie grabbed Yomi and jumped through the portal, leaving the turkey with Jefferson's mom. I don't think any of the words I've said have made any sense.
This movie doesn't make sense for the words to make sense.
So true. Now we're looking at the alien with the worm again. There's some kind of headquarters on the moon where there's a second worm. Why does the worm have a comb over?
Why does the worm keep looking more and more like Hitler?
Why did this movie have a $100,000 budget? It looks like it had a $4 budget. Like, I understand the vast majority of this budget probably went to these puppets, but they're the worst fucking looking puppets I've ever seen.
We're talking about Musk and Mandy Moore? What? What?
Published Mandy Moore's second album?
Oh my god. Again, we watch this, folks, so you don't have to.
Yes. Yes, we do. We torture ourselves during a national holiday so that you may have a good holiday.
So you can have something to laugh about. Why are Tommy, Uncle Donnie, and creepy old grandma puppet going through the forest?
That's where the portal led them to, Ani. Oh, and I didn't think he grabbed grandma, but he did.
This fucking puppet is going to be in my nightmares.
Really could have left grandma. No one in the universe would have.
We could have just set grandma on. We could have put grandma in the other Puckmaster. Mm-hmm. Oh, we let go of Lois. No? Wow. Just ripping Uncle Donnie a whole new one.
Wow. Uncle Donnie had a family, but he doesn't anymore. A full moon over Highway 96. He needed one more 50-pound barrel of stuffing, Murphy's stuffing, that went with a certain type of gravy. And he decided to send his wife and kid out for the stuffing. And while they were out getting Murphy's stuffing,
wolves like
Murphy's wolves stuffing. Attack them.
Not only the sentence, not only did they get the stuffing, but they also got a side of wife and child. So the wife and child are clearly not as important as this fucking stuffing.
Because he was using the stuffing to help perfect the Pluckmaster 3000.
Now turkey looks like a fucking wizard.
Now he's Gandalf turkey. Oh, it's a different turkey. Oh,
so we're in turkey heaven?
Or turkey purgatory. Before you can pass into the afterlife.
So the Radagast the brown turkey has taken an interest in Yomi.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
You're what?
Okay, the Radagast the brown turkey just said that you're from a place that planes and aliens and ships can't reach, and that's Earth. And yet Earth has, as of 2024, all three of those things.
Yomi's got ADHD because she's now zoning out listening to the birds talk.
Uh-huh.
Thanksgiving became the big beheading of our time.
Are these supposed to be baby turkeys? Because I don't think turkeys nest.
They're also not green.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess that should be the more relevant part. I think they look like finches or something. An ancient Native American curse is now involved, despite the fact that they're standing in turkey afterlife.
So Okay.
A wishbone. Wishbone.
You broke off your own wishbone. All right.
Okay.
That is 100% something we would end up saying anyways. Because if you got approached by Radagast the brown turkey and he says, come here, you're like...
I was literally just thinking, can you imagine, like, how many years you and I have spent fantasizing about the idea of, like, being pulled into, like, a magical world or a magical adventure, and it was this? How fucking pissed I would be at all magical, fantastical adventures to go on. It would be this one.
We get pulled into the turkey world, and we're just like, I would like a refund.
Yeah, you know what? I will live in a world without magic before I have to deal with this shit.
It's the only thing Turkey lacks.
The wishbone.
A wishbone.
Follow the wishbone and she'll get her mind back. And it is the also maybe the only thing that'll defeat Turkey. We're going to put a lot of people off of their dinner tonight when they hear this episode. This episode is like a half step away from making me a vegetarian. I'll be real honest with you.
I just want to blow up that doll.
Yeah, the grandmother doll is the worst part.
The earth shook and they're back to I don't know where.
They were teleported, but I don't see grandmother, but I don't care.
Nope, there she is.
There she is.
Okay, we're back into the Thanksgiving land house.
Yep. Turkey looks like he's had some fun setting some stuff up. Okay, there's a lot of smoke.
A boombox.
Yeah.
Techno music.
Slow techno music.
And Turkey's got her mind.
Yeah, he has Yomi's mind. And he's trying to, like, hypnotize her into bringing him the Thanksgiving 2 movie. He could have just asked for it, you know. It's also possessed by his son. So, like, his son could just come to him. He is definitely trying to hypnotize her.
The curse is waiting. The world will be mine. Now we're bent on world domination.
Oh, yeah.
What's with the techno? And why are we on an acid trip?
We're on an acid trip, hypnotic hallucination with 80s slow techno music. I'm really understanding what they did with the budget here. Like, clearly a waste of $100,000+.
What? Now the Thanksgiving 2 DVD is with the sun is floating towards Turkey.
Isn't that the furnace?
What?
The furnace.
Oh, is it the furnace?
Or the oven or something?
I don't know. Why is Nomi not moving at all?
I don't know.
I...
Why does she have to be naked?
If anyone wanted to know what an acid trip feels like, just watch this one scene. Oh, look! Uncle Donnie's probably dead.
Oh, he's at least kind of alive. Oh, Grandma's powered up her wheelchair. It's not going anywhere.
Oh, something goes through the door?
Yeah.
It's the guy. It's the thing with the worm.
Yeah, the alien with a worm.
Rhonda worm.
So now the alien and Turkey are fighting, one of them with lasers. So that giant contraption that was in the living room was the original version of the Pluckmaster?
Yeah.
The one that Uncle Donnie's family died for?
And apparently Turkey had an affair with the worm.
And Turkey's being sucked into the original Pluckmaster now.
Oh, yeah. Sector 1 Pluck Zone. Oh, look at all that blood.
Oh.
Sector 2 Stuffing Zone. I wonder where that's going. Not the stuffing. Roasting Zone.
The Roasting Zone.
Tell me this guy's fucking dead at this point.
I hope so. And at the other end comes a fucking wrecked turkey, not at all cooked, but it also kind of looks like he was dropped into the world of Beetlejuice. And now next to Turkey is a second turkey, but it's just the skeleton. Oh, and he's hairspraying his hair. Uncle Donnie hairsprayed his hair.
Oh, the Pluckmaster can talk.
Yeah. The Pluckmaster thinks that the alien is a Canadian.
Hi, my name is Yomi. I lost my mind. Can you help me find it?
Okay. So they defeated Turkey, probably, kind of, maybe, and now they're dealing with an alien and a worm and a Pluckmaster. Nope, not even gonna describe what was just said.
Nope. Earthworm from space.
Earthworms from space. Are they space worms at that point?
I don't know. Useless March. We met on the set of Thanksgiving 2.
The worm was Turkey's co-star.
And fucked his little brain, his turkey brains out.
What the hell is happening with the alien's legs?
I don't know.
Like, I wasn't the only one who saw that, right?
No, I saw the flopping
around.
Listen, dude, you're the one that probably made this film. Mm-hmm. Why are you looking so exasperated with your own creation?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, y'all, but this fucking grandma
the
doll.
The grandmother puppet, is the whatever. Worst thing.
The worst thing I've ever seen.
I don't know who made this puppet, but kudos, because if you were trying to make the worst thing on Earth, you did. You absolutely did. You made the most repulsive looking thing Earth has to offer.
Muff, the thing the worm is on, just handed. Oh no, he used. What? Never mind. Why is Muff on the ground? And he. Wait, they're gonna use a particle beam to move the DVD to
space?
Turkey possessed thing. And they're going to use Muff's ass to use said particle beam.
So the worm has to plug itself into the alien. But in order, God damn it, in order to send the DVD that is possessed by the turkey into space. Honey, what did I just say? What fucking sentence was that? What fucking sentence was that?
The worm has to position itself.
No, no, don't fucking repeat it. It's bad enough that I said it.
There is a portal coming out of Muff's ass. Ew. Worm, little worm guy said that, you know, he got an older model of the Muff things because he's a cheapskate. The new ones have easier accessible modes, but you know, not that an ass is not accessible, if you know what he means.
Unfortunately,
our turkey's still alive.
He doesn't seem to have eyes or skin or feathers, but he's alive. And he's looking at the giant portal. Everyone's looking at the ass portal.
Surprised grandma's not looking at the ass.
Honestly. Guess she's contemplating jumping into the portal so she can go be a rapper on Jupiter or whatever the hell she was talking about. Is he summoning dead turkeys? Yeah. I think he's summoning dead turkeys.
Yep.
This is the rest of the budget. We found out where the rest of the budget was from. It was from clearly a shopping spree at Spirit Halloween for the fake turkey skulls.
Oh, 100%.
Now the turkeys are outfitting Turkey with fake feather armor.
His winky wink. Oh, he lost his dick.
He's gonna attach a chainsaw
as his dick.
Yeah.
Oh, good lord.
Why do we do this to ourselves, honey?
I don't know.
We knew. We knew what we were getting into. Like,
we knew it would be bad. I didn't think it would be this bad.
Yeah, this is definitely worse than the first one by a long shot, which is saying something, because the first one was pretty fucked.
Why did it take you this long to stick that DVD in the...
But I don't know what they've been doing, but damn. Just damn.
String cheese? Why are we watching this?
Why are we watching an ad for string cheese?
100% lab made greenies. What the fuck? Is Granny gonna sacrifice herself? I hope so.
No, please say yes.
Oh, good lord.
Oh.
Oh, wow. Yes, suck. Making Granny suck on his chainsaw dick. Why are you trying to punch the skeleton turkey? You can literally just grab its neck and like whack it to the floor, and its bones will just shatter.
Mm-hmm.
Yay, Granny's dead.
Now she's going to heaven with her son.
God told me he's ready for a slob nozzle. Who cares about Flois? She's dead.
What the fuck? Now there's a techno moment?
Muff versus the skeleton? I don't know what's going on. Yomi's what? Either dancing or fucking one of these dead skeletons. I'm so lost. at any given moment have I been able to keep up with the quote-unquote plot.
Yeah, I'm not really sure where there's a plot in this, but sure. There's some kind of battle happening, but colonial is king? Is that what he just said?
I don't know.
Do I want to? Probably not.
I don't think
not.
We want to know. Again,
mm-hmm.
Why are we punching the skeletons?
And Donnie's just doing stuff. Okay. And Yomi is just kind of
vibing.
Dancing and vibing. And I don't know where her mind is supposed to be, but.
You fucked with the wrong bird.
Okay.
Is she going to get a lobotomy? Will that help her find her mind?
Can anything make
use
it
the
work?
Wishbone! Whatever the hell that's going to do. Now she's passing out.
Yeah.
Unstuffed, huh?
Okay, I think he cut off her hand.
Why do we care about Yomi so much all of a sudden?
I don't really know.
There is no latch on the furnace from the inside. What? Oh, look, it's her uterus again.
Lord, why? 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 Honey, why?
I don't know why.
So, the grandmother is dead. The turkey is something. Yomi is missing an arm, but is unconscious, maybe not dead. The worm's alive. The alien's alive. Uncle Donnie's alive. Yomi still doesn't own clothes. Is he?
Yes, he is doing exactly what you think he's doing. And she... What? She came back after he just fisted her? And we're still talking to the imaginary uterus.
Turkey has her uterus, which is also her mind, and the last copy of Thanksgiving too.
A wise turkey said you had to protect her. You failed because she's missing an arm.
Yeah. The worm is now an actual uncooked hot dog. And now it's back to being a worm.
Oh my god, there's still like another half hour to go.
Oh my god, how is there more of this movie? So they're going to Turkey Hell. Yomi and the worm specifically are going to Turkey Hell. Dressed as fake turkeys with fake turkey beak.
Because a beak is totally going to just make you fit in, right?
I mean, in the first movie, the evil turkey, all he had to do is, like, put on people's clothes, and they thought that's who
true.
He was. So, he masqueraded as one chick's dad, and she didn't notice. The thing we've learned about this world is if you do the bare minimum to try and pass as someone else, it works.
Yomi doesn't know how to use her legs.
No, they are just floating there. Oh, there's at least $100,000 to the budget in that one image.
Yeah.
Some floating-ish eyeballs. And she's just fine, the fact that her arm is missing. Oh, she's stepped on a rat.
Joyballs? Alright, so we're in New York.
What?
Rats want to get tattooed when they turn 18. Is that a game you want to play, Misty? We eat cheese and smell each other's ass to see what kind of cheese we ate?
I would rather throw the... You know what? No, I'd rather launch me into space, Ani. If this movie continues for another 30 goddamn minutes, launch me into space. Why do the rats know Yomi?
I don't know. Muff has three fingers.
And Uncle Donnie is trying to fix Muff's gun, but he's also listening to the Pluckinator 1 talk.
Do you notice how one of the levers looks like a dick?
I do now.
We're having a moment with the
Pluckinator.
Yeah. Can we stop bonding with the Cluckmaster and go fix this gun? Because Muff, I'm sure, is very uncomfortable here.
Yeah, I know I am. I hope they paid these people well. Like, or at least got them into witness protection after this. Like, one of those two options needs to have happened. Cranberry crystals?
Granberry, yes, Grandma.
The turkey skeletons are hot for one another.
Ew. Gobble, gobble. Gobble, gobble.
Gobble, gobble. Really? Her disguise of just wearing a beak worked.
Was there some... What?
No, I'm not going to evaluate it. No. I'm just going to move on with my life. And when this movie is over, I'm going to assume it is a hallucination.
This is going to be one fever dream.
Do we have to play rock, paper, scissors to find out who has to edit this monstrosity? Come on. I'll fucking play it more. That's 2 out of 3 on me.
Go.
We'll go 1, 2, 3 and then do it, okay?
Okay.
1, 2, 3 God damn it! Best two of it!
Right.
1, 2, 3
Alright. Alright, 1, 2, 3 go.
Okay. 1, 2, 3
Oh.
What are we doing? It's so hard to do this on a delay.
Whatever. Scissors beats paper. That's you.
I lost my own game suggestion and I have to edit this fucking piece of trash.
We've got more techno music.
Oh yeah.
The fuck?
The best played, who is that? The best paid person on this movie is probably the music guy. So he plugged the movie, which is also his kid, into something, and now for some reason in the middle of turkey hell there's a bunch of people and they're all dying.
Where did you find the DVD slot?
Hey, where did all these people come from? Is he building a cyborg?
How are there people in turkey hell?
I don't know. Is he Frankensteining his kid to this?
A good piece of moon poo. Franken Turkey, you were right.
Yeah. Franken Turkey doesn't like the idea of being Franken Turkey.
Franken Turkey didn't ask for this.
Franken Turkey is a definition of I didn't ask for this shit. Oh, there's a second one?
What?
Franken Turkey's name is Blarth. What?
Oh, okay. Rhonda Worm, aka Hitler Worm, is scampering away. My name is Barth, not Franken Turkey. What the hell is Yomi doing?
Freaking out, I guess. Well, she's taking the DVD, which I guess is Franken Turkey's power source. And
she
now
she like fucking fell on the worm, and now we're running away.
Now Yomi, the worm, and the DVD are trying to escape, and they're being chased by Blarth, the Franken Turkey.
You want to join my band? No. Back to the floating uterus.
Yeah.
This episode is going to be nothing but hearing us just go, what?
Yeah.
I'm so sorry for the lack of vocabulary in this episode, folks. This is a pure reaction movie.
You won't have a vocabulary either.
You will lose your brain cells.
So Yomi, the worm, and the DVD jump through back through the portal.
And where's
the worm?
Did Muff blow up the worm?
Oh, the worm might be dead. Yep, the worm's in half.
My lady in man parts.
I don't even know what that means. The worm is dying. Oh, Muff killed him.
Oh. I think Muff is having an oh, Muff just blows his own head off. Okay.
All right. Okay.
So Jefferson is just
the greeting everyone now at heaven's door.
So he's playing Saint Peter? Is it Saint Peter?
Sure, I think so.
Oh.
Donnie's trying to save Muff, but the turkey appears.
And so does Radagast the brown turkey.
Mm-hmm. Who has Gandalf the White's hair? You shall not peck.
That's and now it's an 8-bit video game.
And it even has on there for copyrighted in 1993.
And it's going to be a Mortal Kombat type thing. Like a Capcom versus Marvel. Like, okay.
Wow. Okay, the 8-bit part is over.
You gotta flip him over and put his butt in the air.
Why? Why do we need to activate Muff? Like, the 8-bit part is back. So.
Up, up, down, so left, right, up, down.
Two things that are happening. An 8-bit fight between the turkeys. And then Donnie and Yomi are trying to activate the portal.
You gotta do the particle thing. Are we just beating the crap out of Muff's?
Face. Rhonda's alive again. The worm is alive again.
Since when can worms? Okay, never mind.
Nope.
As we go back into Muff,
the worm is like, I can fix everything, but your shitty ass attitude. Okay, they've activated the ass portal again.
Stupid worm.
And we're back to the 8-bit fight. I think I could give a chimpanzee a typewriter in 5 minutes and he could write something better than this movie.
Probably.
Oh no! Radagast the Gandalf white turkey is dead. Oh no! So sad. The suffering.
And we're still going with the portal.
Yep.
Why is she so nice to the fucking demon turkey soul.
Child in the DVD.
Oh, now you'd say you miss your mom.
Why do we always wait until the last minute for the heart-to-heart talking bullshit? If we are ever, you and me, are ever in a situation where there's like a portal or like a time constraint kind of situation and anyone, we have to say goodbye to anyone, like minimum. Or maximum, you get 10 seconds. This it is over. And then you got to shove somebody through a portal. Like, that's the deal we have to make.
I love you. Thanks for being my friend. Bye.
Bye. It's like, if you are really, like, people who care about each other, then you just know and you don't actually have to say it.
Right.
And it's just, like, you know, you just, if we are ever in this situation and one of us has to throw the somebody else through a portal, like, each other through a portal, just look at me and say, you know, and then just shove me through a goddamn portal. Like, and I will promise you I will do the same. And we'll just, like, we will prevent apocalyptic disaster. Oh, she has the wishbone again. And she has stabbed it into the turkey's neck.
And she made
a wish and then broke the wishbone. And the turkey exploded in a fire vortex.
And is Yomi going into the portal as well?
Maybe. And the evil turkey is still alive, technically. The turkey is slowly biting its way up her. Now the worm is playing the saxophone. What was that?
That was a, oh, hey, I'm still here, side thing about the worm.
So the son, as a DVD, threw his father's head through the vortex. And Donnie is trying to hold on to Yomi.
She's a puppet! Pull her!
I'd let go. Like, fuck off.
Why Yomi doesn't just let go of the fucking DVD? I don't know.
Her uterus brain is descending through the portal. Now her and Donnie are having a heart-to-heart, and she's thanking him for showing her Thanksgiving.
Can we... What the f- So this movie is basically just a crackhead puppet trying to find her brain on Thanksgiving.
So she's saying her dramatic goodbyes, which have been going on for what feels like eons now. And she lets go.
Let go. Just go. Donnie, you don't
just
need her.
Just fucking leave. You know what? Low-key, gonna give credit to the actor playing Uncle Donnie. He does genuinely look heartbroken that Yomi's leaving. So, like, kudos to him to look at a puppet and just be like, whoa.
Why oh my is God, she taking so long to go to the
portal? Fucking portal! Hurry up, this is gonna take 10,000 years at this rate. I can't believe I lost rock, paper, scissors and I have to edit this stupid piece of garbage.
Oh, good lord.
Why?
The hippie fever dream within an LSD fever dream.
Okay.
Can you just tell me what happens? Like, I'm already over it.
Nothing happens. She found her mind and went home.
Why does Radagast the Brown sound like, oh my god, I just had it. Oh, like Master Splinter.
That's true. So now the only people left on Earth from the original people are the worm, Muff's body, and Uncle Donnie.
The worm is asking if he can use the felt from Yomi's arm for a hat.
Yeah. So we're doing a slow pan back to the Pluckinator 1. Nope. Past that to the Thanksgiving Land sign. And then we're fast forwarding to the very next day, and he's opening Thanksgiving Land. He built all of this in a day.
The pumpkin pie wheel.
So
the worm's got a new hat.
Donnie built all of the rides for Thanksgiving Land. So Donnie built Thanksgiving Land, the shell of it anyway.
Gobble, gobble, motherfucker.
It's over. It's fucking over. Turn that motherfucking piece of shit off, please.
It's off. It's gone.
Oh my god, Ani. It was the worst thing we've ever watched on this podcast. Oh my god, and I'm gonna have to edit this piece of shit. Ani, do you have any thoughts about Thanksgiving 3, the sequel?
I wish it never existed.
Yeah, I would like to meet the person who originally considered the concept of this movie. I think to just a little bit, just gently, just very in a friendly, kind, helpful way. Punch him in the face.
Like, I want to know who the fuck paid them $100,000.
Where did they get the funding for this? Like the $3,000 from the last one made sense. You could raise that money on your own. Where the fuck did you get $100,000? Who donated to that campaign? Because whoever donated money to that campaign
needs to be murdered or get a lobotomy.
Too much money and needs to find something else to do with it. You could give it to me. I guarantee you, if you give me $100,000, I will use it for literally anything better than making this movie. Literally anything better. Because let me tell you, throwing the money outside and setting it on fire would be a better use of the money than this.
It really would. It really would. I have no thoughts. Absolutely no thoughts.
My brain is done. It is retired for the rest of the year. It will not make a reappearance until January 1st.
My brain, I think, checked out maybe half an hour into the movie.
Yeah. I think maybe about the time it switched, like, setting tropes, about the third time, once we got into, like, the sitcom era, my brain just went, nope.
Yep.
Nope. Just fucking nope.
Well, folks, you're not getting much of a recap on this one because we can't wait to never think about this film ever again.
I couldn't even begin to tell you what the plot of this movie was. I don't really think there was one.
The only plot that I can think of is Yomi on the search for her uterus brain. Like, that's literally it.
And there was a possessed DVD that needed to be launched into space. That's all I've got. That's it. None of it makes any fucking sense. I don't understand. There's another one on it, but that one's a musical.
I don't think, you know, I know we both considered it for like half a second. After this, there is no consideration. Anything considered revolving or concerning Thanksgiving and turkey is off the table.
Yeah. Yep. The first one was bad, but in like a stupid way that it was bad. This one was just bad. Like, just bad. It has 2.7 stars on IMDb. It should have
zero.
It should have, they should make a negative ranking system specifically and exclusively for this movie.
Hang on. What's the rating for the first one? The first one is 4.2.
To be fair, the first one, personally, I do think is better than this one.
Yes, it is.
Fucked.
Also, Wanderlust is the exact same.
Yeah.
Porn star.
Yep. Okay. Sure. Yeah.
Happy Turkey Day, everybody. Non-demonic Turkey Day.
Yep. Some of you might actually, if you watch this movie or listen to this episode, then go to cook a turkey in vengeance for having this
by all means. You. By all means.
By all means, enjoy your Thanksgivings. Do not watch this movie.
You don't have to watch this movie.
Do not think to yourself, oh, this sounds funny. Maybe I'll watch it with the family for Thanksgiving. Don't do that. Or the first one. The first one, arguably, much more perverted than this one. This one wasn't really all that perverted. The first one really was. Like, the first scene in this movie is, like, tits out, really. But that is, it doesn't get super sexual the way the first one did.
There was a lot of turkey fucking humans.
Yeah, in the first one. Yeah, for sure. And that wasn't really present in this one. Maybe they got some criticism on it and decided to adjust appropriately. Don't watch these movies with the family. They're not family friendly. They're not person friendly.
If you hate your family and you want to cause a ruckus,
look, then if your
put
family,
this on in the living room.
If your family is either super rich and you'd like to inherit sooner, put this movie on. Or if you just want to cause problems on Thanksgiving and watch chaos and madness descend upon your household, put this movie on. But if you have any desire to see your family after Thanksgiving, don't show them this. Ever. Don't do it to yourself. Don't do it to them. People don't deserve that. Humanity doesn't deserve this. But it's here and it exists. Don't do this to yourself. We need to make like a personal call out to future Misty and Ani, because a year is a long time and it desensitized us in some ways
really
to the shit show of the first one.
Because we kind of forgot, like we remember it being a shit show.
Yes.
But
I don't remember it being this bad. So to the Misty and Ani of 2025, don't do it.
Don't
fucking
do it. Don't watch the musical. Do nothing regarding this franchise.
Like, fucking write down the names of every single person involved with this movie and make sure that everything you consume from the media from this point forward has nothing to do with a single one of the people on this movie. Ever. Ever, 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 ever. Don't do it. It might sound entertaining. It might sound hilarious. You might even use the word tradition like a fucking moron, like I did in a text earlier. It's not. is just torture. It's torture. Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Please.
Happy Thanksgiving. Very unhappy Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Yeah. What she said.
Oh. Yeah, we really got desensitized from that year. Like,
I hope this stays with us so we can never go back.
I don't think this will ever leave me. I think I'm going to need a separate, like, I'm going to need a therapist specifically for my experiences with this movie.
That's fair.
Just specifically for this movie. And, yeah. 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 Happy Thanksgiving, y'all.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Go enjoy your yummy food and don't think about this film.
Yep. Yep. We're gonna try that too. So yeah. Have fun.
Have fun. Bye.
Bye.
Tune in next week for more fuckery because we have some serious questions and concerns.